as meteorologists, we need to understand that we're not just forecasting weather conditions, but we also need to forecast the impacts that those conditions can cause towards the public. That includes road conditions. We need to actually try to forecast how the road is going to change throughout the day. As a meteorologist, that isn't something you necessarily learn in a classroom, or, you know, really it just through time. It takes experience seeing how weather has direct impacts on things like infrastructure and road conditions, so that in the future when we do get an event similar to yesterday, we have a sense of what that will do to the roads and the problems it can cause.
I know it's super early to ask this, but, you know, just, you know, from your own experience, what do you think went wrong yesterday?
The problem, well, I guess what went wrong is the fact that this has been a unique winter in the South, in that this isn't just our first big Arctic blast, but it's our second or even third Arctic blast. And that causes the road conditions. You know, most of the ground is either frozen or it doesn't take much cold to get it frozen. And so the snow that fell yesterday accumulated extremely quickly. And normally we've had 1 or 2 or 3 inches of snow that's fallen, and it hasn't done anything to the roadways. But yesterday, with the roads already being cold, putting snow on top of that meant it was going to stay immediately. And that meant the conditions deteriorated just as quickly as the snow fell. And I think we went from good roads to bad roads almost immediately, and it caught people off guard.
Do you think that there, you know, that the meteorology world in general is kind of taking notes, saying, okay, you know, next time we have like several Arctic vortex blasts and then we have the possibility of snowfall, this is probably going to happen? They're kind of rewriting the rule book?
Yeah, well, if we aren't taking notes, we should be, because as a meteorologist, you have to have humility and understand that when you think you have it all figured out, you don't, and the atmosphere can humble you really quickly. So good meteorologists always journal, either in their mind or even on paper, what went right and what went wrong, so that the next time you face a similar situation, you're more prepared, and therefore you can make the public and decision makers more prepared.
Now, not to shift blame or anything like that, but how much responsibility does the public have for this? Because it's kind of like, if there's a storm track that's going toward Louisiana and Alabama doesn't do anything and there's a slight shift and everybody in Alabama gets killed, I mean, how much responsibility do they have? Look, you knew it was generally in the area. You ought to be at least halfway prepared.
I think the general public has to understand that weather forecasting is a very fluid thing. If you only look at one forecast for 3 days from now, the odds of that being the correct forecast are much lower than if you look at the forecast, say, 12 or 24 hours before it. So my advice is that the public continues to follow a forecast, especially when it's a high-impact event like snow or severe weather or tropical weather, that you're consistently keeping a source of weather information nearby, so that if the forecast changes, then your preparation and or decision making can change with that shift in the forecast. We get the forecast, you know, before the snow fell, I think everybody had a good sense that the snow was going to fall, and in talking 3 to 6 hours before. It's just that if you were only paying attention to the forecast 2 days ago, then the forecast was wrong. So it's just as much our challenge to get the forecast right, but the public needs to stay with us as meteorologists to, you know, try and keep up with the forecast so you have the most accurate edition of it.